from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of Defense predicts an agreement between the U.S. and Russia. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he expects an agreement in very short order with Russia on air safety above Syria to avoid a potential mid-air accident between U.S. and Russian jets. The Pentagon says Russian and U.S. pilots carrying out separate missions in Syria came within 16 kilometers of each other at one point last week. Also today, militants fired rockets at Russia's embassy in Damascus in what Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called an act of terror. Israel has suffered its deadliest day since the latest wave of Palestinian attacks began. At least three Israelis were killed Tuesday and more than a dozen wounded in the three Palestinian attacks. The Israeli cabinet has authorized police to seal off troubled areas in Jerusalem. A statement issued by the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today said that the permanent residency rights of terrorists will be revoked and the property of those who carry out attacks will be confiscated. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will travel to Israel and the Palestinian territories due to the escalation of violence there.
Unless we get going, a two-state solution could conceivably be stolen from everybody. And there's been a massive increase in settlements over the course of last years. Now you have this violence because there's a frustration that is growing. And a frustration among Israelis who don't see any movement. So I look at that and I say, you know, if that did explode, and I pray and hope it won't, and I think there are options to prevent that, but we would inevitably be, you know, at some point, we're going to have to be engaged in working through those kinds of difficulties.